celebration of 50 years of Doctor Who in the Royal Albert Hall. It's absolutely massive, and it should be overwhelming.
People love to get together and have a carnival, you know, around the theme of the show. You get a bubbling over of enthusiasm and generosity.
The Proms is a wonderful celebration of music and culture. And to add Doctor Who to that just really tips it over the edge and brings it to this incredible hysteria and this wonderful celebration of music and also of Doctor Who.
Welcome to this very special Doctor Who prom. My name is Vastra. I thank you.
Madam, there appear to be a group of armed humans behind us. Shall I hit them with pulver grenades?
No, Strax, these are the musicians.
Musicians? Ha! Excellent! I will teach them the rudiments of Sontaran battle music. Sontar-ha! Sontar-ha!
Yeah, stop! Not now. Later, later. During the Doctor's long lifetime, he has asked some very special humans to travel with him through time and space. And this next piece remembers four of the most recent. Here is Murray Gold's Companion Suite.
Thank you.
think Murray's music has great depth. I think it soars and reaches great heights. I find it very moving, and also I look at things that involve Karen and Arthur, and I care about those people. And when you see your friends, you know, acting and doing their best, and then all this soaring sort of emotive music and swelling up around you, it does something. It kind of stirs me, I guess. And I really will miss it. These are the rare, wonderful experiences that you only get playing the Doctor, being in this show.
Next, we'll turn our attention to one of the loneliest beings in the universe. The Weeping Angels. They are almost as old as the universe itself, but no one really knows where they come from. When the Doctor visits New York with Amy and Rory in Angels Take Manhattan, he discovers them everywhere, and it soon becomes clear that he is facing one of his greatest challenges.
Madam? Yes. I have just received a message from the Doctor. It is for everyone in this room. In the final chapter of Amelia Pond, he recommends that you don't blink. If you do, they'll come and get you.
You have been warned.
Thank you. There's a little girl waiting in a garden. She's going to wait a long while, so she's going to need a lot of hope. Go to her. Tell her. This is the story of Amelia Pond. And this is how it ends.
I was watching the final chapter of Amelia Pond, and it's like a silent movie, and you can hear, you know, with the, you see the all of the live orchestra to the clips, and it's just, it's such a huge part of the show, and it's so lovely for us. We go and we film, and then you see the final version of the show and what the music adds to it, and also, you know, it's amazing how the songs really do stick with you. Sadly, time is racing and we're fast approaching the end of this 50th anniversary celebration of Doctor Who.
But first, something extra special. Valet Detcham was first heard in January 2010 in The End of Time, originally written for the 10th Doctor's regeneration. With this performance, we're going to pay tribute to all the Doctors. Enjoy.
Yeah.